Hello, this is Lenny.
Hey, Lenny. Do you have a connection to a Kevin Daniels by chance?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Oh, can you hear me now? Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I was. My name is Hudson Anderson. I'm trying to get in contact with a Kevin Daniels. Would you, by chance, happen to know the best way to get into contact?
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. I'm reaching out to him because Kevin has a property that has a surplus funds attached to it, meaning that the property has equity that's entitled back to him. So I'm trying to get in contact with him to connect him so he can file a claim to achieve those funds.
Yes. Someone did say last week, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
No, unfortunately that was not me.
Yes. Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Hudson, like the river, last name Anderson.
Well, it's funny that you should call because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and she is very smart. I'll give her that because she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. We're all quite proud of her. Yes. So she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Yes, so as of now, there's a surplus. It's around $32,000. So I guess the biggest thing is the owner of the property, is it Marissa or is it Kevin?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
I was trying to see, is the proper owner Kevin or is it Marissa?
Sorry, again?
Can you hear me better?
Could you say that again, please?
Can you hear me, Lenny?
Yes.
Now, I was asking, is the property owner, is it Kevin or is it Marissa?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Olive Branch Restoration Services.
Well, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, that happens, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, these things are quite important. They're more important than any, job or phone call or whatever it is.
I understand. So in terms of...
Since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
I'm still here, Lenny.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Lenny.
Yes, sorry. I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. What were you saying again?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out the actual owner, being able to reach out to them, figuring out if they're still alive, if they're deceased, and then going from there so we can file the claim for them so they can receive the funds.
Well, with the world finances the way they are, I know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to How is this going to work?
Yeah, so essentially I work with lawyers and attorneys, and we file the information from the property owner to the county. So we work essentially with the county to give them the information of the owner so that they can release the funds back to the claimant. So essentially, property goes into an auction sale. And when there is a surplus from the opening bid, so let's say the bid starts at 10 grand and the property sells for 20 grand, there's a $10,000 surplus. So that $10,000 surplus, by state law, is entitled to the property owner, the previous property owner. So basically, if it's not claimed, gets stored to the county's escrow funds account. And once there's a claim made, which is what I do with the attorney, once that claim is made, those funds are then released back to the property owner.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on.
Sure.
Sorry about that. Sorry, what were you saying?